You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Okay, isang magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Okay, and so my name is Romel. I'm one of the pastors here at Victory Metro East. I normally am at the cinema at 5 and 7 also. Pastor Mark served our Victory Maykawayan for their anniversary, and so he's not here. And so we will be continuing on with our series. Okay, The Promise Fulfilled. At tinitingnan po natin ang iba't ibang kanta. Okay, na kinanta ng mga tao. Okay, during the first Christmas, okay, nung pinanganak si Jesus, okay, and all the events leading to the birth of Christ, there were people who basically sang the first songs of Christmas. And so, last week po, pinag-usapan po natin yung The Magnificat. Okay, it means to magnify, okay? So, Magnificat is a Latin word for magnify, alright? So, meron ka ng alam na Latin word, alright? And so, marami po ba kayo alam ng mga Latin word? Oh, mahilig po tayo sa gelatin, alright? So, ngayong Christmas, maraming handa. Okay, and so, ngayong gabi po, pag-usapan natin, the Benedictus meaning bless. Alright? So, nakinanta naman ni Zechariah. Like, next week, we'll be talking about Gloria. Okay, not the former president. Okay? No, any relationship with the former president. Okay, but it means glory to God in the highest. Okay? Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And then, okay, the last... Okay, on Christmas Eve, we'll be talking about another okay song by Simeon, okay, which is the Nunc Dimittis. All right, hindi po quitis, all right? It means I'm ready to die, all right? So, bakit? Malalaman natin 'yan week four. And our goal is that through these songs, okay, our heart would actually have a Christ-centered celebration of Christmas. Okay, kasi po ano, ngayong Pasko, ang dami po mga nangyayari, tama po ba? Maraming parties, maraming reunions, maraming gatherings. Tama po ba? Sino balita, marami na kayo natihanda na ng mga Christmas parties? Grabe, ganun pa rin talaga dito, ano? Konti ang social life ng mga tao dito sa main hall. Grabe, walang party! Okay, walang gathering, walang reunions. Ay, grabe, dumami na. Yun, dumami na, okay? And so, and we could actually be drowned with all the events, with all the sale, 13 month, and all that, that we would actually miss the reason why we are celebrating Christmas. And so hopefully, by going through the songs, okay, yung puso po natin ma-align talaga, okay, sa kagustuhan ng Panginoon. And sino po ba rito, mahilig po kayong kumanta kahit yung kanta hindi mahilig sa inyo? Alright, and so, di ba, Filipinos loves to sing. And so, last night po, nagkaroon po tayo ng Thanksgiving party sa mga Victory Group leaders and volunteers. At nagkaroon po tayo ng mga kantahan. Grabe, si Diane po, kumanta. Hawak kamay, alright? Ako, nag-facilitate lang, nagpasa ng mic. Grabe, dali-dali lang pala nang gagawin doon, alright? And so, why? Because we love to sing kapag mayroong celebration. Okay, kakanta tayo, karaoke, part of reunion, part of parties. Okay, mga gathering, mga naglalasing, di ba? Ganun, kumanta pa rin sila ng karaoke, no? Sabi nila, marami na rin ding namatay, okay, sa mga kantahan. Okay, why? Because we love to express our emotion, our feelings, okay, through songs. Di ba, in love ka, kumakanta ka, okay, bighati or brokenhearted ka, kumakanta ka, masaya ka, malungkot. Whatever situation we are in, we like to express that in a song. And the same way with Christmas songs, okay, the first Christmas songs, ganun din po sila because of the joy of celebration, having been able to realize the fulfillment of promises, okay, these people just burst forth in song, giving glory, glorifying God, magnifying who God is in their lives. And so, ang titingnan naman po natin ngayon, okay, is the Benedictus, okay? And so, can we all stand up on our feet in reverence to the Word of God? We will be looking at another song, okay, which is, which was sung by Zechariah, okay? And so, it will be from verse 67 to 79. Okay, sabi po dito, and his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way
to give knowledge of salvation to His people in the forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Let's just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, enable us, Lord God, to grasp the truth that Christmas is about You redeeming Your people and releasing Your people to serve You and other people as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may take your seat. And so, the passages that we read is the Benedictus. Basically, came from the first word in the song, Bless. Okay, and the Latin word for that is Benedictus. And so, doon po natin nakuhin. And basically, happened, okay, or was sung by Zechariah during the birth of John the Baptist. And so, sino po ba si Zechariah tsaka si Elizabeth? Si Zechariah and si Elizabeth, okay, the Bible describes them as God-fearing people. And so, meron po silang takot sa Diyos, meron silang pananampalataya sa Panginoon, and they were righteous, okay? They obey, carefully obey, okay, all of the Lord's commandments and regulations. And so, kumbaga mga radical talaga to, okay, naniniwala sila sa Panginoon, pinamumuhay nila, okay, kung ano yung salitaan ng Panginoon. But the problem was, even if they're faithfully serving the Lord, okay, in fact, Zechariah was a priest, okay, they had no children. Wala po silang anak. Okay, and so, and they were advanced in years. Ibig sabihin, medyo may edad na po sila. Okay, so medyo mga lolo at lola na. Okay, tradition would say they are between 60 to 80 years old. Karami, ganun na sila ka may edad, no? And so, and at that particular time, in the Jewish culture, kapag ka nag-aasawa po yung mga tao, medyo bata po, no? Okay, so last week, pinag-aralan natin si Mary, mga nagkinasal siya, engaged siya, 13 to 15 years old. Karami yung bata, no? Okay, and so, Joseph was probably 18. So, probably ganun din yung scenario ni Zechariah at saka ni Elizabeth. So, bata sila. Could you imagine? Okay, sabihin na natin, 20 years old silang kinasal. Okay, so medyo late na yun, no? 20 years old, and then now they're 60 years old, and they still have no children. Faithfully serving the Lord? Okay, righteous, carefully observing the commands of the Lord, serving in the temple, and yet they still have no children. Wala pa rin silang mga anak. And probably nung time na kinasal sila, 1 year, okay lang naman na wala pang anak. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Pero 5 years na, wala pa rin baby. Alright? And I remember, no, nung kami din, no, medyo 6 years na kami ng marriage namin kami nagkaanak. Di ba lagi nila tatanong ng mga relatives mo, okay lang kayo magkakaanak? Alright? So, every year nila pag may gathering, okay lang kayo magkakaanak? Hanggang sa medyo napikon na ako. Wala kasi ako mabiling bata sa SM. Walang sale. So, kaya wala pa akong anak. Parang si Chris lang. Ganun talaga. Di ba? And so, wala. Eh, anong gagawin ko? Di ba? And so, and Elizabeth and Zechariah were actually facing the same problem. Okay? They felt they were disgraced. They felt that the Lord was not hearing their prayers. Could you imagine they were praying 10 years? Still have no baby? 15 years? 20 years of praying, wala pa rin baby. Okay, probably, siguro after ng 25 years ka nung nagpe-pray, tapos wala pa rin nangyayari. Baka nakalimutan mo na yung pinagpe-pray mo. Kasi ang tagal na, okay? But then something happened. While Zechariah was serving in the temple, an angel appeared to him and said, okay, in verse 13, but the angel said, don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Okay? Your wife Elizabeth will give you a son and you are to name him John. Wow, this is a good news. Amen? Okay, after praying for 40 to 60 years, finally the Lord has heard their prayer. Okay, at their old age. Di ba siguro pag nag-uusap sila, kailan kaya tayo magkakaanak? Kasi, di ba, grandpa shark na sila. Di ba? I mean, hindi na magkakaanak. And yet the Lord came to the picture through an angel and said, God has heard your prayer. Okay, your wife Elizabeth will give you a son and you are to name him John. And probably, di ba, nagpe-pray sila parang, magpe-pray pa ba tayo? Eh, lolo, lola na tayo, di ba? Magkakaanak pa ba tayo? They could probably have forgotten that they have been praying for their children. And yet, okay, for a long time, they thought they would not have children. And yet, the Bible says God has heard your prayers. And this is a good news. And probably sa buhay rin natin, may mga tayong pinapanalangin. Okay? Nung siguro, di ba, tagal mo nang nanalangin, nung 5 months ka pa lang, nananalangin ka na. Di ba talagang, Lord, kailangan ko to. Okay? Or nung naging bagong Christian ka na, and now 10 years ka nagpag-pray, you're believing God for the salvation of your family, it's not yet happening. Guess what? The Bible says, in the case of Elizabeth and Zechariah, God has heard their prayers. And so the question for us is, what are some of the things that you're believing God for before now you stop believing and praying and asking God? Why? For the Lord hears our prayer. Di ba sila siguro nakalimutan na? Grabe, ang tagal na nilang pinapanalangin. Di ba, 60 years. Sino rito 40 years below? 40 years below. Medyo, di ba? I mean, grabe. In your lifetime, nagpe-pray ka. Walang sagot. And yet the Bible says, God heard their prayer. Okay, God had not forgotten their petition. And so one thing that we can learn here, very simple, God hears our prayers. And so we should not stop praying and asking God. It may take long years of no answer, but don't give up. Why? Just because He is quiet doesn't mean He has forgotten. Okay? Just because He is quiet doesn't mean He has forgotten. Alright, you're believing God for the salvation of your family, for healing, for provision. Okay? Next year, wala ka na sa kalendaryo, di ba? Ano nang mangyayari sa buhay mo? Guess what? Just because He is quiet, it doesn't mean He has forgotten. And I want to share a testimony of one of our former worship leader, okay? They now moved to Victory Green Hills because she worked there. Okay, and yung couple po na to, no? So, they got married. And so, siyempre, first year, second year, okay lang, di ba? Parang enjoy the relationship and all that. But then came third year, fourth year, fifth year. I mean, wala pa rin silang anak. And so, every time nagkakaroon po tayo ng prayer and fasting, guess kung ano po yung number one prayer item nila? Bahay at lupa. Baby, di ba? So, they were believing God for baby. Alright, I mean, and then 6 years, 7th year, parang minsan, Lord, ano ba, magkakaanak pa ba kami and all that. But guess what? On the 8th year, God had provided for them a baby boy through adoption. Alright, so nagkaroon sila ng baby. And so for them, wow, grabe, contento na sila, meron na silang anak, okay? Through adoption, they have a baby boy already and they actually forgotten, okay? And set aside na magkakaanak pa kami, okay, through our own. Diba, out of the womb, okay, of our worship leader. But guess what? Okay? The Lord was not yet finished with them. Okay? After another 8 years, a total of 16 years after their marriage, okay, our former worship leader conceived, and on August 28, 2016, she gave birth to a baby girl. God is faithful to fulfill His promises. And so, ang pangalan ng anak niya, Psalm L. Alright, hindi Samuel, ano? Psalm, Book of Psalm. Okay, because that's what she's singing unto the Lord. And L means God would fulfill His oath. Why? Because God is faithful to fulfill His promises to His people. And so, sila nga parang, Lord, okay na kami sa bata. Baby boy. Alright, kahit hindi galing sa amin, but Lord, You have provided for us. But lo and behold, because God is faithful, even if they stop praying, okay, to have their own baby from their own, the Lord provided. Why? Because God is faithful. Whatever God says, that He will do. And so just because He is quiet doesn't mean He has forgotten. And so if you're Zechariah, and so you've been believing God, okay, and praying, and at your old age, but then an angel appeared. Okay, may lumitaw na anghel. Okay, and gave you a message. Okay, I mean, the messenger of God usually are prophets, and they are humans. Okay, but this time, okay, not a human, not an earthly being, but a heavenly being came and appeared before Zechariah and says, God has heard your prayer, you're gonna have a son. Kung ikaw si Zechariah, ano magiging reaction mo? Matutuwa ka, tama ba? You will be excited. Finally, sa wakas, after all these years, narinig pala ni Lord. Okay, but here was the reaction of Zechariah. Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I be sure of this will happen?" Alright, how can I be sure this will happen? I am an old man now, and my wife is also well along in years. The Lord gave a promise. Okay, the Lord has heard your prayer. But then Zechariah here, look at the situation. Old in years, advanced in years. Okay, when he would look at the mirror, he was not half the man he used to be. He was twice the man he used to be. Ang laki na. Alright? And then time is not their ally. Every year, parang it gets smaller and smaller and slimmer the chance to have a baby. And so he looked at his situation. How can I be sure this will happen? Grabe, ito na ha. Mensahero ng Panginoon, hindi tao, angel. But then he doubted. Okay? The promise of God in his life. Would it be possible, okay, that the voice of our present situation seems louder than the voice of our God? Okay? Could it be possible, okay, that even if we're Christians, we're reading our Bible, the Lord is speaking to us, giving his promises to us through the Word of God, could it be possible that the voice of our present reality seems louder than the voice of our God? Zechariah was a faithful man, fears God, knows the Word of God. And yet when the Lord spoke to him and he saw his situation, his present reality, how can I be sure that this will happen? Why? Because at that particular time, even if the Lord has a promise through a heavenly being, his mind was already clouded with the present reality that they're old, well advanced in years, and it would be impossible for them to have children. And probably in our situation today, I believe the Lord speaks to us. Speaks to us through his word, through the preaching of the word, through other people. But then, when we choose to focus on our present situation rather than the voice of God, definitely this is possible. Posible yan. Okay? Meron na sinasabi sa atin ng Lord, hindi natin naririnig. Why? Because we are magnifying our present situation. Zechariah was a priest. Serves God, teaching the word of God. Christian na Christian. Okay? Carefully obeying the Lord in the temple. And yet, the Lord gave a promise. He doubted. Why? Because he chose to listen to the voice of his present situation rather than the voice of our God. If we would look in our lives today, kanino po bang boses ang pinakikinggan natin? Ang boses ba ng realidad ng buhay natin? Of course, we gotta face the reality of our lives. Okay, but are we choosing to focus on the promise of God? And so verse 19 to 20 says, "Then the angel said, 'I am Gabriel.'" Alright, nagpakilala ulit si Gabriel. Alright. "I stand in the very presence of God." Okay? Parang Bible din natin yan eh. Alam nyo ba, yung Bible natin, word ni Lord. And yet, we chose to believe on the news and on the status of the Facebook of other people rather than the voice of God. Parang ganito lang din yan. Okay, sinabi niya, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God. It was he who sent me to bring you this good news." Parang Bible mo rin yan pag nagsasalita sa'yo. The Word of God, the Bible is the Word of God, inspired, living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It is speaking and talking to us. And yet, minsan dinadoubt din natin, "Lord, totoo ba talaga ito? Anong sulat lang naman ng tao?" And all that. Diba minsan, mas naniniwala pa tayo sa newspaper na binabasa natin kaysa sa Bible. So, anong nangyari? Depressed ka. Eh, kasi binabasa mo, newspaper.
I mean, walang problema. Okay, I mean, nagbabasa ako ng newspaper. All right? But I would rather choose to believe the promises of God rather than focus on what's happening on the reality. Okay? And so he said, I stand in the presence of God. I am rubbing elbows with God. It was He who sent me to bring you this good news. But now, since you didn't believe what I said, you will be silent and unable to speak until the child is born. For my words will certainly be fulfilled at the proper time. Okay? Kung ano yung sinabi ni Lord, kung ano yung it will happen, but it will happen at the proper time. Di ba parang yung sa worship leader na natin kanina? It took them 16 years. And yet, God was still able to fulfill what He had promised. Okay? And so, he doubted God. And so what happened? He was silent. Okay? He became mute and deaf for 9 months. Okay? And so, pag hindi kaya tayo naniwala sa sinasabi ni Lord, sa promises ni Lord, sino rito nababasahan ng Bible mo? Yan, dumadami, okay? Dumadami na. Magbasa po tayo ng Lord, ng word ni Lord. Okay? Why? Because, I mean, this is the word of God. Hindi ba kayo convinced? Nung nagsasalita ang Panginoon through the word, gusto niyo ba mag-appear sa inyo si Gabriel? In fact, even if Gabriel would appear to you, eh, si Zechariah nga nag-appear. Hindi siya naniwala eh. If you would not read the word of God and believe the word of God, even an angel would appear before you, you would not believe it. Eh, ito na nga eh. Binigay na ni Lord. What if lang naman, no? At wag naman sana mangyari. Na kapag may sinabi sa atin si Lord through His word at hindi tayo naniwala, maging deaf and mute tayo. Siguro lahat tayo ngayon tahimik tayo. Tapos sign language na lang tayo. Di ba? I mean, but, do you know what? Zechariah? Okay? Became mute and deaf for 9 months. 9 months of not being able to speak and hear. 9 months of not being able to relate normally with other people. 9 months of silence. No noise. No other voice. No sound at all. And the only sound he could hear, guess what? Is the sound of silence. Thank you. Alright? Wala siyang narinig. Okay? His silence has been a divine rebuke for his unbelief. But we're going to see that 9 months of silence did good to Zechariah. Because after 9 months of being silent, not being able to hear and speak, when he had the chance, he was singing forth glory and blessing and praises unto the Lord. Why? Because sometimes we got to learn to be still and be able to stop what we're doing so that we'll be able to hear God more clearly. And if you want to hear the still, small voice of God in your life, you got to learn two things. You want to hear the still, small voice of God, you got to learn to be still. Still. Chill ka lang. Relax. Di ba? Masyado nagmamadali. Ang dami ka lang basahin yung status sa Facebook. Di ba? Relax ka lang. Set aside mo yung phone mo. Di ba? Huwag mong isama sa pagtulog mo. Di ba? You gotta learn to be still. Okay? Pause and just trust God. And secondly, you gotta learn to be small. Small meaning, Lord, kailangan kita sa buhay ko. I cannot do it on my own. You gotta learn to humble yourself before the Lord. Pause and just ask the Lord. If you would learn to be still, you would know that He is God. Okay, and so this Christmas season, okay, let us learn to be still and know that He is God. And so verse 59 to 64, when the baby was eight days old, all right? 8 days old, they all came for the circumcision ceremony. They wanted to name him Zechariah, okay, yung mga relatives niya, okay, after his father. But Elizabeth said, no, his name is John. Okay, and so nag-react sila, what? Okay, verse 61, they exclaimed, there is no one in all your family by that name. And so they used gestures. Sino rito naglalaro kayo ng gestures? Wala rin talaga. Ang hirap. Okay? It's a game, okay? They used gestures to ask the baby's father what he wanted to name him, and then he motioned for an iPad, a writing tablet. Alright? And to everyone's surprise, he wrote, his name is John. And instantly, Zechariah could speak again, and he began praising God.
All right, when the baby was born, John, okay? Zechariah began praising God. And if you're Zechariah, you're waiting for a child, okay? And you had a child. Not just any other child, but a boy, an heir, the one who's going to give you and continue the name, okay? For generations to come, certainly, when you had the chance to speak, you're going to speak and thank God for your son. Tama po ba? Okay, but then here's the content of his song. Verse 68 says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. And he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies, from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant." First line, nothing about his son. It was not about an old man and about an old woman who had the child. It's not about having the joy, okay, of having children after how many years? Why? Why was that? Diba kasi kung ako yun, grabe Lord, salamat. Salamat, pinulfill mo yung promise ko na magkakaroon. Promise mo na magkakaroon ako ng anak. And yet, out of the mouth of Zechariah, these are the first words that came out of his mouth. It's not about having joy to the family. It's not about, okay, a miracle baby. Okay, but God allowed him to see beyond his personal share of blessing, and he saw beyond his personal need. He saw the Messiah, the fulfillment of all promises. Diba, hindi lang niya nakita yung kung ano yung sinagot ng Panginoon sa kanyang buhay. Hindi lang about his personal blessings, but the grand plan of God, not only to save his people, but to save the whole world. Okay, his perspective becomes bigger and bigger because of the moment of silence. He had greater faith for the promises of God, not only for himself, but for the people of Israel. And that's why he was so joyful. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel." What he was saying here? Anyone know why he was so joyful? Why he was blessing the name of God? Because God would redeem his people. It says there. Okay, he has visited, redeemed his people, raise up a horn of salvation, raise up a mighty Savior. Okay, that we should be saved, to show the mercy promised to our fathers. He was singing praises unto God, blessing the name of God. Why? Because he saw. He saw that God would redeem his people. Okay, he has visited means God has drawn near to us. And this song is saying that God would come down here on earth personally. Okay? God would come down here on earth personally as a Savior. Okay? The word visit there, okay, it means to look into. Okay? Okay, to go to a place so that he will be able to look what's going to happen. Okay, but then not only that, so that he will be able to care for it. And isn't that the message of Christmas? God coming down here on earth in the form, you know, as a man. Okay, as Jesus. And so that's what really what the Bible says. That's why God is called Emmanuel. Tama po ba? Kaya nabi sabihin ng Emmanuel, God is with us. And so Christmas is a reminder that God is with us in the person of Jesus, who is our mighty Savior. And that's why if you are in Christ, not only you have a mighty Savior, God is with you. All right? Not only you have a mighty Savior, God is with you. Ibig sabihin nito, you never ever have to be alone to face your problems. You never ever need not to be alone. Okay, and say, parang wala akong kasama, wala akong kakampi. You know what? God is with you. Okay, God is with us. He is God Emmanuel. He is not only Emmanuel, Jesus means what? Save. Okay, visited and redeemed his people. And that's why one of the meaning of Jesus is actually God saves. Okay? God would save his people and God will be with his people. And so Christmas is a reminder that God is with us in the person of Jesus, who is our mighty Savior.
And so ang Pasko, okay, ay paalala sa atin na kasama natin ang Diyos sa pamamagitan ng Panginoong Hesukristo na ating tagapag. Ligtas. God wants to save His people. God wants to redeem His people. He wants to care, okay, for His people. No, another testimony. Si Wenzel, no, one of our real life scholar. Okay, he's now fourth year in college in PL Mar. Okay, and shared his testimony last Friday. And grabe lang talaga, no. Wenzel came from a broken family. Okay, and so nakatira po siya sa kanyang nanay. Okay, so yung tatay niya umalis. Okay, and his tatay actually don't recognize him. So hindi po siya nare-recognize, and I believe one time sinabi pa ng tatay niya, hindi kita nare-recognize noon, hindi kita i-recognize ngayon. Alright, but then because he know that he needs to study so that makakaon sila sa kahirapan. And so ano pong ginawa ni Wenzel? At young age, nagbenta po siya ng ice candy, ice pop, ice buko, ice pandesa, lahat na lang ng may ice, binenta niya, okay? And truly, nakapagtapos po siya ng elementary, and then through ALS, Alternative Learning System, okay, a project of DepEd, nakapagtapos po siya ng high school. Okay, and so, but then, you know what? God wants to redeem His people. So, anong nangyari? Wenzel actually got to know the Lord. Okay, he got saved, okay, and forgave his parents, his mom, and dad, and became one of our scholars. Okay, and actually, he will be graduating this April 2018. Now, the problem is, or was, okay, kailangan niyang mag-submit ng birth certificate signed by his own dad, as a requirement for graduation. Eh, ang sinabi ng tatay niya, hindi kita na-recognize noon, hindi kita i-recognize ngayon. Alright? And so, he tried to contact his dad through his half-sister, but still the same. Don't want to recognize him as his son. Don't want to sign the signature. Pipirma ka lang para makagraduate yung anak mo. Hindi ginawa. And so, he was disheartened. But thank God, he's part of our victory group. Okay, thank God, he's part of our Every Nation Campus PL Mar. And so he asked the help of people to pray for the document to be signed. Okay? But God has a bigger plan. Okay, he was only wanting to have his birth certificate signed so he would be able to graduate. But you see, God wants to redeem His people. He was not only saved. Alam po nangyari sa tatay niya. Tinawag siya ng half-sister niya. You know what? Dad got saved. That God save, and He will not only sign the document for your birth certificate so that you'll be able to graduate, He wants to be reconciled with you. Why? Because God wants to redeem His people. He is mighty to save. He is God with us. Why is that? Because God is faithful. Okay, God is faithful to fulfill His promise. Ano po ba yung mga pangako ng Panginoon sa buhay nyo? How long have you been praying? I just want you to know that we have a God who wants to redeem His people. And He is a faithful God. What God said, that He will do. Amen? I mean, grabe lang talaga. I mean, God is just a good God. Okay? Verse 74 to 75, that we, alright? Being delivered from the hand of our enemies might serve Him without fear. Okay, kasi saved ka na nga, no? Okay, the wrath of God was taken away from you, but there is a purpose. Okay, there is a purpose, okay, that we might serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all of our days. And pet malo talaga to si Lord. Alright? Because, okay, there is no other gift in this world that could make you holy and righteous before Him all of your days but Jesus. Okay, let me say that again. Okay, there is no other gift. Alright? That's why Christmas is a reason for us to celebrate, to be joyful. Why? Because there is no gift in this world that can make you holy and righteous for all of your days. But Jesus, if you are in Christ, God had made you righteous. God had made you holy, not because of what you have done, but simply because of what Christ has done for you. And isn't that a great news? Hindi kayo masaya. Hindi yata eh. Alright. If you are in Christ,
The Bible says, Romans 8:1, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Sins of the past, guilt, remorse. But that would stop you from fulfilling what God has done in your life. But the Bible says, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's why there is a reason to celebrate this Christmas. Why? Because God had made you holy. God had made you righteous because of what Christ has done for us. Amen? And that's why you can come here and worship God and thank God. And that's why when you pray, God would hear your prayer. Why? Because you are made holy and you are made right before the Lord. But there is a purpose. Okay? There is a purpose. Sabi po dyan, verse 74, that we being delivered from the hand of our enemies might serve Him without fear. Okay, God not only redeems His people, but God releases His people to serve. Alright? God releases His people to serve. To those who are delivered. Okay, to those who have been rescued from our enemies so that we can serve God. Okay, we are saved for a purpose. And that is to serve God. And this is part of the songs of Christmas. The first ever Christmas, this is what they were singing. They were not only rejoicing and thanking God because the Lord has redeemed them. Okay? But they also recognize that because now that they are redeemed, now that they are saved, they recognize that saved people serve God and other people. Okay, who among you are saved, you're redeemed. Amen? Masaya ka ba sa buhay mo? Okay, dahil niligtas ka ni Lord? Okay? I mean, no condemnation. No shame. What happened to your past sins? Okay? Or sa mga kasalanan na gagawin mo pa? Okay? Those will become trophies of the grace of God. Okay? No condemnation. No guilt, no shame. There is freedom. That's why we could celebrate. And that's why we could actually also preach the gospel to other people. Why? Because we have been made holy. We have been made right before the Lord. We have received the good news of God. Redeem people, save people, serve God, and serve other people. There is a purpose why the Lord has rescued you. There is a purpose why the Lord has delivered you. Kasi kung ang gusto lang ni Lord, mapunta po tayo sa langit. At dahil na mahal-mahal ka ni Lord, sinabi yung katabi, mahal na mahal ni Lord yan. At miss na miss ni Lord, sana anong tinanggap mo si Lord, kinuha ka na niya. Diba? Bakit nandito pa rin tayo? Because God has a purpose. God has a plan. Save people, serve God, and serve other people. And Christmas is actually a reminder for us, not just to celebrate that God has redeemed us, it's a reminder of our call. Okay? To serve God. To serve God without fear and to serve other people. Tingnan natin, verse 76 to 77. Okay? Sabi niya dito, and you, my little son, okay? Talking, Zechariah talking now to John the Baptist, will be called the prophet of the Most High because you will prepare the way of the Lord. Okay? So that's the calling of John the Baptist. But the next verse is actually a calling for every disciple, for every believer. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. Okay? God is calling us. If you're a believer, if you have been saved, redeemed, God is calling us to tell other people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. And what a great opportunity for us this Christmas season. Okay? This Christmas season, we have an opportunity to serve God and to serve other people. Diba? Ikwento mo talaga ang rason kung bakit tayo nagse-celebrate ng Christmas. Because God came down here on earth not only to visit His people but to redeem His people, to forgive people of their sins. Sa dami-dami po ng reunion at gathering na atinan mo, mamili ka lang ng isang tao. Yung taong pinakaayaw mo. Okay? Okay? And you preach the gospel to them. Okay? Tell them about the good news. Okay? Because the best gift we could ever receive this Christmas and for other people is actually Jesus. Diba? To be pure and holy. to be free from condemnation and shame. That is the best gift you could ever receive. Kahit wala kang perang pang regalo, meron kang maibibigay sa ibang tao. Why? Because you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. You can share Christ to other people. God is calling us to tell other people how to find salvation. And so Christmas is actually a great reminder for us, okay, that God is calling us to honor Him and to make disciples. Okay? It's a great opportunity. Let's not miss this opportunity to share the love of God to other people. And so Zechariah waited for 9 months. Israel, 400 years. Grabe, ang tagal lang inantay nila for the coming of the Messiah. And this song, okay, the Benedictus, celebrates the culmination of their waiting. That in the midst of waiting, though frustrating, God's promises does not and will not falter. And so the Benedictus is a song of celebration of God's ability to fulfill His promises. What God said that He will do, He will always fulfill what He promises, even if we are clouded with doubt. Okay, our faithful God can work beyond our doubts to fulfill His promise. Diba parang si Wenzel, he was just asking for a signature. But God has given him more. Not only the salvation of his dad, but for them being reconciled. Why? Because God wants to redeem His people, and God wants to release His people to serve Him and to serve other people. Hebrews 10:23, as I close, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. Okay? Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. Ibig sabihin na huwag daw nating bitawan yung hope na meron tayo. Meron kang mga challenges sa buhay mo. Meron kang mga pinagdadaanan. Let us hold unswervingly. Diba? Kumapit ka daw sa Panginoong Hesukristo. Alright, you are fearful to share the gospel. Hold unswervingly to the hope that you profess. Remember what Christ has done for you. Hold unswervingly to the hope you profess. You are in sin. You've committed sin. You feel like you want to be condemned. The Bible says, therefore, there's now condemnation for those who are in Christ. Hold to the hope. Unswervingly to the hope you profess. Why? For He who promised is faithful. He who promised is faithful. And the ultimate display of God's faithfulness is when God fulfilled His promise that He will send a Messiah. And God came down here on earth. Jesus, God became man. So that He would live the life we should have lived, die the death we should have died. So that we, if we would just repent and believe in Christ, we would be saved. But not only for us, it is meant to be shared to other people. This Christmas, we have an opportunity for God to redeem other people if we would just tell other people what God has done in our lives. See, Jesus is the best gift we could ever give to other people. Kung mahal talaga natin yung ibang tao, and we would spend a whole lot of money to give them something to make them happy and joyful and jubilant this Christmas, let's give Christ to them. Why? Because He's the only one who could make them holy and righteous for all of their days. Why? Because He who promised is faithful. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank You for what You've done for us, Lord. Lord, indeed, there is a reason to celebrate the joy of Christmas. Why? Because we are people who have been redeemed, who have been rescued, who have been delivered from our sins. And Lord, indeed, what a joy Lord, what a privilege for us. Lord, that before we were enemies of God, now we are sons and daughters of the living God. But Lord, I pray, Lord, na hindi lang sa amin mag-stop. Lord God, the display of your grace and of your love. Lord, just like the song of Zechariah, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would use us, God, to tell other people that there is forgiveness of sins in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Lord, freely we have received. Lord, enable us by your grace, Lord, to freely give so that other people would find salvation in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, a lot of things could be happening in our lives. Lord, teach us to be thankful and grateful. Lord, knowing that you are faithful to us. Would you just remember right now the faithfulness of God in your life? Would you remember how the Lord has saved you? How the Lord has been faithfully providing for you, guiding you, fulfilling his promise for you, answering your prayers, guiding your family, your children, healing you, reconciling you with other people. See, the Lord hears your prayers. The Lord hears our prayer. And Lord, because of that, Lord, we want to say, Lord, blessed be the Lord God. Blessed be the Lord God. Lord, for you have visited us and redeemed us, Lord. And Lord, I pray, God, that out of the overflow of our gratefulness to you, let that translate in us. Lord, enable us, Lord God, to share that to other people. I want to pray for some group of people here. You know, if you're here and probably you are believing God for something, you have been praying and it's been years and years and years, and your present reality seems louder than the promises of God. We want to pray for you and stand with you. We want to release the grace of God in your life, that you would once again be able to hear the voice of God, that you would learn to be still and to be small, so that the word of God would come into your heart and your faith would increase. As we bow our heads and close our eyes, if you're that person and you are probably wavering in your faith, you're believing God for something yet hindi pa siya nangyari, and it's been years and years and years, we want to stand with you. Can you please raise your hand so we can pray for you? Thank you, thank you. As soon as you put it up, you can put it down. Lord, you see the hands of my brothers and sisters. Lord, what you've done to Zechariah, Lord, and to Elizabeth, what you've done to our worship leader, Lord, what you've done to Wenzel, Lord, you are the same God. God who move in their lives, Lord. You are the same God who is moving today, Lord God. And Lord, I pray to these people, God, Lord, would you redeem your people? Lord, would you save them, God? And Lord, would you enable them to hear once again from you? Lord, that they would be able to look past their present reality and see that God is bigger, God is greater, God is in control of their situation. And Lord, at the proper time, Lord, they will be able to receive what was promised. And yet, Lord, in the meantime, while in the process of waiting, Lord, would you increase their faith? Lord, would you give them the grace, Lord God, not to focus on the gift, but to focus on the giver of the gift, and that is to have that relationship with you, Lord. Thank you that you are calling them not to have their faith, but you're calling them, Lord, to a greater relationship with you. God, I pray for hunger and thirst for more of you, God, Lord, more of your word, God, in their lives, Lord God. Lord God, that their faith may increase. Thank you, Lord. Another group of people I want to pray. You know, only Jesus could make you holy and could make you right before Him. Kung nandito ka ngayon at alam mo na merong fear, merong guilt, may shame because of sin in your life, I have a good news for you. That is the very reason why Jesus Christ came down here on earth, so that He could redeem you, so that He could save you. Not to condemn you, not to judge you, if you would only accept His gift of salvation. If you're here at alam mo na kailangan mo si Jesus Cristo, at alam mo na kailangan mo wala yung fear mo, yung shame mo, your guilt mo, you know what? You need Christ in your life. Would you surrender your life to the Lord right now? If you're that person, can you please raise your hand just as a sign of humility and say, Lord, that's me. Thank you for that hand. Thank you. Anyone else? You know that you need God in your life. Thank you for that hand. Anyone else at the back? Thank you. You know, the Lord, hindi ko kaya nilitas yung sarili ko. Lord, it's been going on and going on. There's so much shame and fear in my life. The Lord wants to deliver. Anyone else? Anyone else? You say, God, Lord, kailangan ko ng tagapagligtas. And Lord, thank you that you are mighty to save. Okay, to those people who raised their hand, Ma'am, okay lang po ba? Ma'am, okay lang. Ma'am, okay lang po ba? Can you just please stand up on your feet? Palakpakan naman natin si Lord for their life. Okay, this is not to embarrass you, but we want to help you to continually know God more. Ma'am, okay lang po ba? Can you just please come here in front? Ma'am, at the back, okay lang po ba? I would just like to invite you here so that you would also be able to meet some of our Victory Group leaders. Can we all stand up on our feet right now? If you know that kailangan mo ang Panginoon bilang tagapagligtas ng buhay mo, you know what? Even if you did not raise your hand, can you please come here in front so that we would be able to pray with you? Thank you, ma'am. Ma'am, can you just please pray this prayer after me? Say, Lord Jesus, maraming salamat. Lord, that you came down here on earth, Lord, to redeem me, Lord, and to save me. Lord, Panginoon, I recognize that I am a sinner and I need you, Jesus, to save me. Lord, help me to know you more. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. There will be some people who would talk with you. Can we just lift up our hands to the Lord right now? Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, the same God who is faithful to Zechariah and Elizabeth is the same God who is faithful to His promises in their lives. Lord, would you fulfill your promises to your people? Lord, would you show yourself strong and mighty to save? And Lord, would you release your people to serve you and to serve other people? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. If you need prayers, the pastors and staff are here to pray for you.